几乎没有人相信川普啊挑战出生公民权有可能成功。
Almost no one believes that Trump's challenge to birthright citizenship is likely to succeed.
所以呢，也没有什么悬念。
So there's nothing surprising about it.
美国联邦最高法院6月30号以6-3的票数裁定。
On June 30, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled by a 6-3 vote that
凡在美国出生的儿童几乎都自动享有美国公民身份。
Almost all children born in the United States automatically acquire U.S. citizenship.
这一原则
This principle
受宪法第14修正案保障。
Protected by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
据此呢，推翻了川普。
This is a direct result of Trump's failure.
试图终结出生公民权的行政令啊，判决书由首席大法官约翰·罗伯茨执笔，法院认定。
The ruling by Chief Justice John Roberts, which overturned the executive order, stated that the court had found that the order was unconstitutional.
在美国出生，父母为非法入境者或者持临时签证。
Parents born in the United States, either as illegal immigrants or with temporary visas.
临时居留者的儿童。同样属于第14修正案公民权条款所称的受美国管辖之人。
Children who are temporarily detained are also considered citizens under the 14th Amendment's citizenship clause.
因而生
Therefore,
生而即为美国公民。最高法院由此维持了新罕布什尔州联邦地区法院。
And thus, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the decision of the New Hampshire Federal Court.
此前的裁定啊。
The previous ruling.
本案的案名为川普诉芭芭拉案。
The case name is Trump v. Barber.
4月1号进行了言辞辩论。
A debate was held on April 1st.
6月30号宣判。法院的判决根基是美国宪法第14修正案的公民权条款。和一桩跨越百余年的判例。
On June 30, the court's ruling was based on the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees civil rights and a case that has spanned over a century.
该修正案的条款明文规定。
The amendment clearly stipulates that
凡在美国出生或者规划
Anyone born or planning to be born in the United States,
并受其管辖者均为美国公民
and all of their supervisors are U.S. citizens.
罗伯茨在意见书中强调
Robert emphasized in his opinion that
修正案的制定者有意将既有的出生公民权永久写入宪法。
The proposers of the amendment intended to permanently enshrine the existing right to citizenship at birth in the Constitution.
在美国领土出生
Born in the United States.
受美国法律管辖者即为美国公民
Subject to the laws of the United States, i.e. U.S. citizens.
他援引了1898年的美国诉黄金德案啊。
He cited the 1898 case of the United States v. Gold.
黄金德是华裔啊。
Goldender is Chinese.
1873年出生于旧金山，父母是中国移民。
Born in San Francisco in 1873, his parents were Chinese immigrants.
1895年自中国反美时被拒绝入境。
In 1895, he was refused entry to China when he was traveling from the United States.
理由是其非美国公民。
The reason is that he is not a U.S. citizen.
于是他
So,
他诉到了最高法院。
He appealed to the Supreme Court.
并且获得了胜诉。
And won the lawsuit.
罗伯茨指出
Roberts pointed out that
自该案确立规则的128年来
Since the rules of this case were established 128 years ago
法院一再将其理解为所有在美国出生
The court repeatedly interpreted it as all born in the United States
受其管辖的儿童均享有公民权
All children under their jurisdiction enjoy civil rights
川普政府在本案中提出的核心主张被法院驳回政府方面援引的是住所理论
The core arguments put forward by the Trump administration in this case were rejected. The government argued that the administration was relying on the residency theory.
辩称黄金德父母当年在美国是合法定居。
Defend that the parents of the Golden Doe were legally settled in the United States.
而合法住所才是取得公民权的前提。
And having a legal residence is the prerequisite for obtaining citizenship.
但法院认为
However, the court ruled that
这一限定缺乏历史依据
This restriction lacks the historical basis.
与一个多世纪以来的判例和宪法文本不符
However, the case law and constitutional texts over the past century are inconsistent.
那么除了这个住所理论支持川普的意见
In addition to this, the residence theory supports Trump's opinion.
还把焦点集中于两个他们认为的争议领域
They also focused on two areas they considered controversial.
即第一
First,
修正案中对于受美国管辖的范围定义
The amendment clarifies the definition of the area under U.S. jurisdiction.
第二
Second,
对该修正案立法初衷的解释
Explanation of the original intent of the amendment.
但关于这两个问题
Regarding these two questions,
我个人也认为比较难以成立啊。
Personally, I also think it's difficult to establish.
就是政府方面的意见不容易成立。
The opinions of the government are not easily accepted.
因为对于第一个问题
Because for the first question,
川普政府官员提出过一种解读。
Trump administration officials have proposed an interpretation.
就是非法移民所生的子女不受美国的管辖。
The children born to illegal immigrants are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
这样他们就不该受该条款的保护。
This way, they should not be protected by the terms.
但这个表述的法理依据薄弱。
However, the statement lacks a weak legal basis.
因为除了诸如外交官等被法律明确排除管辖权的群体之外
Because except for groups such as diplomats, which are explicitly excluded from jurisdiction,
其他任何在美国出生的人
At the time, he was the only American-born person in the world,
都自然会接受美国本土法律的直接管辖。
They will naturally accept the direct jurisdiction of U.S. laws.
无论是民事还是刑事
Whether civil or criminal,
他们并不可能享有外交特权或者治外法权。
They cannot enjoy diplomatic privileges or immunities.
而且这样的解读会带来更多的问题。
Moreover, such interpretations will bring more problems.
比如有分析人士就指出
For example, analysts pointed out that
重新解读这个受管辖的含义
reinterpret this controlled meaning
将破坏刑法对于非法移民等群体的适用性
This will undermine the effectiveness of criminal law against groups such as illegal immigrants
届时会给刑事罪犯提供一个自我辩护的有力理由
This will provide criminals with a favorable reason to defend themselves.
我不受美国法律的管辖。
I am not subject to the laws of the United States.
那么对于第二个问题，
Regarding the second question,
持反移民立场的移民研究中心负责人克里克里安就指出，这个修正案的初衷在于防止。
According to the Center for Immigration Research, led by Director Eric Clark, the purpose of this amendment is to prevent.
当时
at that time,
南方各州在联邦军队撤出后剥夺黑人奴隶的公民权。
After the federal army withdrew, the states in the South deprived the black people of their civil rights.
但制定宪法的先民们不会预料到。
But the founding fathers of the Constitution did not foresee.
如今世界各地的人争先恐后到美国来生育。
Nowadays, people from all over the world are eager to come to the United States to have children.
川普政府也主张公民权条款。
The Trump administration also advocated for the citizenship clause.
本意只为获得自由的奴隶而设。
The intention was only to obtain free slaves.
并非要让全世界都来占据美国。
Not to make everyone occupy the United States.
甚至对判决持有保留意见的克拉伦斯·托马斯大法官也认同这种解释逻辑。
Even Clarence Thomas, who even held reservations about the judgment, agreed with this interpretation logic.
但问题在于
But the problem is that
他没有成为多数法官的意见。
He did not become the opinion of the majority of judges.
联邦最高法院的多数意见
The majority opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States.
更不认为这种叙事逻辑限定了出生公民权的适用对象范围。
I don't think this narrative logic limits the scope of citizenship.
同时
At the same time,
这种叙事本身其实也存在着潜在的逻辑冲突。
This narrative itself also contains potential logical conflicts.
那就是反移民主义者。
That's an anti-immigrant.
凭什么认为今天在美国出生的人
Why do you think that people born in the United States today
无论他们的父母是什么身份
No matter what their parents' status is,
当然外交人员除外啊，所能享受到的公民身份权利理应低于158年前的奴隶呢。
But diplomats are excluded, and the rights of citizenship they should enjoy should be lower than those of slaves 158 years ago.
可能在最高法院的眼里
In the eyes of the Supreme Court,
更根本的问题还在于出生。
The more fundamental question is about birth.
公民权是通过宪法和联邦法律予以清晰界定的。
Citizenship is clearly defined by the Constitution and federal laws.
无论如何
No matter what.
不能由一届政府的一纸行政命令就加以废除或者改变。
Cannot be abolished or changed by a single administrative order of a government.
否则就僭越了三权分立的基本边界。
Otherwise, it would violate the fundamental principle of the separation of powers.
政府不是立法机构。
The government is not a legislative body.
如果他不满意宪法中的公民权条款
If he is dissatisfied with the civil rights provisions in the Constitution,
可以通过正当程序推动立法议程来谋求修法。
You can promote legislative agendas through legitimate procedures.
当然
Of course,
这种希望比较渺茫。
This hope is very slim.
难度也非常大。
It is also very difficult.
但是不能绕过立法机构越俎代庖。
However, it cannot be done by circumventing the legislative branch.
那将动摇美国权力分立的基本立国理念。
That would undermine the fundamental founding principle of the separation of powers in the United States.
从而使行政机关一家独大，威胁。
This threatens to create a situation where only one administrative agency dominates
整个民主根基。
The entire foundation of democracy.
川普政府这次想抄近路。
Trump's administration is trying to take the easy way out.
结果被最高法院阻止了。
The result was blocked by the Supreme Court.
因此
Therefore,
川普和部分共和党议员也表示
Trump and some Republican lawmakers also stated that
他们将推动相关的立法议程
They will promote the relevant legislative agenda.
希望可以重新界定美国公民的身份标准。
I hope that the standards for American citizenship can be redefined.
罗伯斯大法官指出啊
Roberts, the Chief Justice, pointed out that
美国宪法第十四修正案自南北战争结束后
The 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution after the Civil War
通过以来已经确立了明确的出生公民权原则
Since the establishment of the clear principle of birthright citizenship
并在随后一个多世纪的立法和司法实践中不断得到确认
And it has been continuously confirmed in subsequent centuries of legislative and judicial practice.
他写道
He wrote that
无论是在当时还是今天公民身份
Whether it was at that time or today, citizenship
都意味着拥有权利能够自由参与美国政治共同体。第十四修正案的制定者将这一承诺扩展到这片土地上出生的每一个自由人。
This means that having the right to participate freely in the American political community is a promise that the 10th Amendment's framers extended to every free person born on this land.
而今天，我们继续履行这一承诺。
And today, we continue to fulfill this commitment.
是的。
Yes.
信守承诺和统一规则是法治的基石。
Keeping promises and adhering to uniform rules are the cornerstones of the rule of law.
是法律会得到尊重的必备前提。
Respect for the law is a prerequisite.
如果法律条款可以朝令夕改
If the terms of the contract can be changed at will,
可以依据不同任期的不同政府的意志随意调整。
The duration can be adjusted at will by different governments according to different terms.
那只意味着法治和文明秩序的终结。
That means the end of the rule of law and civilized order.